The telescopes will give European scientists powerful new tools to look at some of the basic questions we all wonder about when we look at stars and galaxies millions of kilometers away. Goran Pilbrat is a project scientist for one of the telescopes called Herschel.
We will learn a lot more about how stars like the Sun formed, and when they form, planets like our own planet form. So star formation is a very big thing for Herschel.
If the operation is successful, Pilbrat said, the Herschel telescope will also try to answer other questions.
Astronomers talk about structure formation in the universe. How did the universe get its large-scale structure that we can see today? And here, this is the second very important part of where Herschel will contribute a lot, because nobody else has been able to observe with the detail that we can the infrared emission from galaxies.
Those infrared emissions will allow the telescope to peer through cosmic dust and gas to see things like the origin of early stars and galaxies. Scientists also want to learn more about mysterious dark matter and energy and whether the universe will expand forever. The other telescope, known as Planck, will study temperature variations from the very early universe. The two telescopes are being launched from French Guiana for a total cost of more than $2 billion. If all goes well, scientists hope Herschel will be working for 3 years, and the Planck telescope for about 15 months. The French launch coincides with the anticipated spacewalk of U.S. astronauts John Grunsfeld and Drew Fustel, who are expected to exit the space shuttle Atlantis for the first of 5 spacewalks to update the Hubble telescope. They will replace the telescope's 15-year-old workhorse camera with one that sees deeper into the universe. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.